Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The INFJ Personality Guide by Bo Miller is a practical introduction to one of the rarest Myers-Briggs personality types, written for readers who want more than a label. Built around the INFJ pattern of insight, empathy, and purpose-seeking, the book aims to help you understand why you think and feel the way you do and how to channel those tendencies into a healthier, more effective life. It addresses common INFJ struggles, such as emotional overload, perfectionism, feeling misunderstood, and the pull between idealism and real-world demands. Rather than treating personality as a fixed destiny, the guide frames it as a set of strengths to develop and blind spots to manage. The tone is geared towards self-discovery and action, with a focus on relationships, work, boundaries, and personal growth. For readers who identify as INFJ or who love one, it offers a structured way to translate introspection into concrete choices and a clearer sense of purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the INFJ blueprint and core motivations. A central focus of the guide is helping readers make sense of the INFJ blueprint through recognizable patterns, a strong inner world, a drive to find meaning, and an instinct to understand people. The book emphasizes that many INFJs experience life as a constant search for coherence, wanting their values, relationships, and work to align with a bigger purpose. It clarifies how INFJs can appear calm or private on the outside while processing intensely within, and why they may feel different from peers who prefer quick decisions or surface-level conversation. This topic also explores the upside of the INFJ style: strategic foresight, deep empathy, and the ability to connect themes across ideas and emotions. At the same time, it highlights common pressure points such as overthinking, idealizing outcomes, or feeling responsible for others' well-being. By mapping motivations and tendencies in plain language, the guide helps readers separate personality traits from personal flaws. That shift can reduce shame and replace confusion with a clearer self-model, which then becomes the foundation for better decisions in career, love, and daily habits. Secondly, turning empathy into a strength without emotional burnout. The guide treats empathy as one of the INFJ signature gifts, but it does not romanticize it. Many INFJs absorb moods, anticipate needs, and feel compelled to help, which can lead to exhaustion, resentment, or a loss of self. This topic explains why emotional burnout often happens when empathy is paired with weak boundaries and high standards for being supportive. The book encourages a more sustainable approach, learning to distinguish compassion from over-responsibility, and learning when to step back even if you can see what someone needs. It also addresses the INFJ tendency to keep giving until a breaking point, then withdrawing abruptly. A healthier pattern is presented as gradual, clear communication of limits, paired with regular recovery time and intentional solitude. The guide also frames sensitivity as information rather than a burden. When an INFJ learns to name what they are sensing, evaluate whether it is theirs to carry, and choose a response, empathy becomes a strategic asset. In relationships and work, this shift can improve trust, reduce people-pleasing, and make support feel purposeful rather than draining. Thirdly, healthy boundaries, self-advocacy, and the INFJ inner critic. Another major theme is the internal tension INFJs often feel between wanting harmony and needing authenticity. The guide explores how conflict avoidance and perfectionism can combine into a quiet form of self-abandonment, saying yes too often, staying silent about needs, or trying to be the ideal friend, partner, or coworker. This is where the INFJ inner critic can become loud, pushing for flawless outcomes and judging any perceived failure to live up to personal values. The book reframes boundaries as an act of integrity rather than selfishness. Practical self-advocacy includes stating preferences early, clarifying expectations, and checking assumptions instead of mind reading. It also highlights the value of noticing emotional signals, such as irritation, fatigue, or dread, as early warnings that a boundary is needed. By strengthening boundaries, INFJs can protect their energy and become more consistent, rather than alternating between overgiving and disappearing. This topic also encourages a kinder relationship with the inner critic by turning it into a coach. Identify the value underneath the criticism, set realistic standards, and celebrate progress. The result is a steadier sense of self-respect and more honest connections. Fourthly, purpose-driven work and meaningful contribution. The book positions purpose as a key driver for INFJs, especially in career and long-term goals. Many INFJs struggle in environments that reward constant visibility, rapid competition, or purely transactional work, not because they lack competence, but because they need their effort to matter. This topic explores how INFJs tend to thrive when they can combine insight, human understanding, and long-range thinking, often in roles that involve mentoring, counseling, writing, strategy, education, research, or mission-oriented leadership. The guide also cautions against chasing an unrealistic, perfect calling. Instead, it promotes building a practical path toward meaningful contribution, identify values, choose problems you want to help solve, and match your strengths to real-world needs. It acknowledges that INFJs may hesitate to promote themselves or may underestimate their impact, so it encourages translating ideals into measurable steps, skills, and outcomes. It also highlights that purpose is not only found in a job title. INFJs can craft purpose through projects, community involvement, and relationships, especially when they learn to balance vision with execution and avoid paralysis from overplanning. Lastly, relationships, communication style, and feeling understood. Relationships are often where INFJs feel both most fulfilled and most challenged. The guide addresses the common experience of feeling misunderstood, especially when an INFJ communicates in layered ideas, symbolism, or future-oriented insights, while others prefer straightforward facts. This topic focuses on closing that gap through clearer communication, saying what you need directly, confirming what you heard, and asking for clarification rather than assuming. The book also explores the INFJ desire for deep connection, which can make small talk feel draining and can lead to disappointment when others cannot match the same intensity. It encourages INFJs to value different kinds of connection and to build relationships gradually, testing trust over time. Another element is the INFJ tendency to idealize people, then feel disillusioned when reality shows up. The guide counters this by promoting realistic expectations, mutual responsibility, and consistent boundaries. It also acknowledges the INFJ pattern of withdrawing when overwhelmed and suggests alternatives such as taking planned space, explaining the need for downtime, and returning with openness. When INFJs learn to communicate their inner world in accessible ways, relationships become safer, more reciprocal, and less dependent on mind reading. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who identify as INFJ, suspect they might be INFJ, or want to better understand an INFJ friend, partner, or coworker. It is also useful for anyone who feels highly sensitive, values-driven, and prone to overthinking, even if they are not committed to typology. The main benefit is clarity. By naming recurring patterns in motivation, energy, and communication, the guide helps you stop treating your personality as a problem to fix and start treating it as a system to manage. That shift can improve everyday life in tangible ways, such as setting healthier boundaries, choosing work that fits your values, recovering from emotional overload, and communicating needs without guilt. Compared to many personality type books that stay theoretical, this guide is positioned as practical and purpose-oriented, aiming to turn insight into action. It connects typical INFJ strengths like empathy and vision with the real risks of burnout and isolation, then points toward habits that support stability. If you want a compact, relatable roadmap for living with more intention and less self-doubt, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Bo Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.